Now, you would have heard on the news there's research that's suggesting that removing the display of tobacco products from shops has actually reduced the proportion of children buying cigarettes by almost 20%. So the kids are less interested in the cigarettes because they're not seeing all these fancy logos and bright colours. But the study, which is by the Imperial College in London, has discovered, and this is the concerning thing, that 2 in 3 child smokers are actually not being refused cigarettes when they try to buy them, and that figure has not changed in the last 6 years. So there are some shopkeepers who are prepared indeed to sell to people who would obviously be underage. Joe has a point he wants to make about this. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Frank.
Joe, do you get a sense that people generally are prepared in some parts of Northern Ireland to sell cigarettes to youngsters?
I am a shopkeeper, Frank, and it doesn't happen in my shop, which is why I'm on your radio. But I know for a fact that it does happen. And I know of other shopkeepers that openly sell cigarettes to kids. So much so recently, like a few days ago, there was a child, and this is very concerning. There was a child came into my shop, she was about 12 years of age, and she had in her hand a jug of milk and cigarettes and a note. And she gave me the note, and on the note was 20 cigarettes, jug of milk, and a tub of butter. And she had been in another shop, was served the cigarettes, was served the milk, but because they had no butter, she then came into my shop. So it's open, and it's in your face, but I think it's terrible. I mean, I don't condone it in any shape or form. And
what age of a cub are you talking about carrying out the message?
I kid you not, primary school.
So a little girl, maybe less than 8 years of age?
I would say maybe 9 years of age.
Yeah, well, because I'm just wondering how young you need to be before you can't remember that you need milk, butter, and cigarettes. So this parent is giving a shopping list to a child to go and get cigarettes. Now, I know the onus is on the shopkeeper not to sell the cigarettes, but what sort of idiot parent sends a child to buy cigarettes?
Frank, it happens regularly. And now, not so much in my shop. I've built up a reputation where people know you can't we don't sell the underage. But I know of other shopkeepers. I can't speak for every shopkeeper, but I know it does happen. But there is 10 to 10, and there's kids come in and with notes, and it's their parents. There is a lot of children coming, teenagers, would look to buy cigarettes, loose cigarettes, and so forth. But in relation to primary school kids, there is a lot of parents who send their children to the shop with a note.
Is that a sort of a permission note? It's like the way they would send a note to the teacher that wee Jimmy was off school or wee Jimmy needs to go home early because he's to go to the dentist. They send the note, the butter, the milk and the cigarettes because that's a message that you have my permission to sell cigarettes to my child. Is that the reason for the note?
No, that's not the reason. The reason for the note, let's face it, is that the parents couldn't be out going to the shop themselves and they're sending their kids.
I'm just wondering, like, how thick are the children that they can't remember 3 items in a shop? So why do they need a note?
Well, it's not that they're thick. It's not that they're thick. They're that young that they couldn't quite comprehend walking into a shop and having to ask for, say, a particular brand of cigarettes. No, they might just go into a shop. Because they're that young, they would go into the shop and ask 20 cigarettes. So the parent would then read on the note as to what kind of cigarette. It's nothing to do with the child. It's just that the child is that young. And like another instance that I can point out recently was a child came into my shop with a note in similar circumstances. Now, it wasn't for cigarettes. And on the note, I can't remember exactly, but I do remember this thing. On the top of the note was, could I have £10 cash back on this card? And the child had a credit card. And the PIN number of the credit card was wrote on the note. And the child had already been to another shop, got the cash back, and was coming in to me for a bottle of lemonade, I think it was, that the other shop hadn't got. So parents are also, I can't comprehend it at all. Parents are also sending their kids to shops with the identification of their PIN numbers written on the note. But the kid would be too young to understand stuff like that. But in relation back to the cigarettes, the point being that it's blatant. It's just really blatant in your face, and it's happening on a wide scale. And they're leaving the Belfast City Council.
Just on it, before you go to council, just before that, what's the penalty for you or a member of your staff if you sold 20 cigarettes to an 8-year-old?
I think first offence, right? First offence could be anywhere between a £200 and a £500 fine. Repeat offences, second offence, third offence, is anywhere between £500 and £1,000. Now, there was a new thing brought out there a few years ago, and you had to register your premises, like a licence, so to speak. You had to register your premises as a seller of tobacco. And I think it's the law is now that three strikes and you're out, you lose that licence. But as of yet, I haven't heard of one person that has, you know, got their licence took off them, that they're not allowed to sell cigarettes. I don't even know whether it's in place yet. But I think that's in the future. That's for repeat offenders. But Frank, I know people who have been constantly up in court, and there must be some financial gain, or a big financial gain from it, whereas they can afford to pay £500, £1,000 fines all the time. I know in the times around now, I wouldn't be able to pay them kind of fines. But there's obviously some kind of financial gain in selling cigarettes to kids, so much so that they're prepared to take a risk.
Well, the parents are certainly treating their children with a lack of respect by sending them out with notes like that. And there'll be other young people who, of course, are buying cigarettes for their own benefit. It must be very difficult being a shopkeeper in an area where people have no respect for the most obvious of laws that are for the well-being of their own children. You were going to make a point about the council. What was that point, Joe?
As far as I know, the council, I would imagine that, okay, they enforce what they do like test purchases, they call it, and they send somebody who's borderline 16, but looks maybe 18, they send people in the shops, and if that shopkeeper sells, or the staff sell cigarettes to them, then that's how you end up in court and get your £500 fine and so forth. But I think, as far as I'm aware, there's only two or three people in Belfast City Council that covers the whole of Belfast. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just there until there's no money to fund something like that, or it's not a big enough concern. But you know yourself, Frank, it's a big enough concern when parents think it's okay to send their child a spicy primary school with a note, and it's okay to buy cigarettes. And
absolutely, purchase. Absolutely.
If anything is going to encourage a child to smoke in the future, that's it.
Yeah, that is so worrying that some parents are so irresponsible. Just one final point, Joe. If a person who is 16, looks a wee bit older, comes in to buy cigarettes, how do you or your staff deal with that? What's the protocol there?
The protocol is, in a short sentence, no ID, no sale. So if you're unsure, if there's an unsurety of a customer's age, right, you ask them for ID, and Frank, to be honest, it doesn't make a difference if you're 40 years of age, but you look 18. If you ask somebody and they turn around and say, I'm 40 years of age, have you ID to prove that? If you're unsure about it, have you ID to prove that? And if there's no ID, then there's no sale.
And what age do you need to be? Is it 18?
18.
Okay. Joe, thank you very much indeed. That is concerning that we have parents in Northern Ireland, wherever Joe is, sending their children with a note to the shop asking for a pound of butter, a pint of milk and 20 fags. You know, I despair sometimes. Right, 02890-333-105, 077-66-105-105. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. This is U105.